You're listening to an Anna Zal Ministries podcast.
And here we are. Extra question. I don't know if I should just let you guys talk after that episode. Because, oh my goodness. But hey, we kept it under an hour. So these people, we did. That was my goal.
Yeah. It's just Christian attacking us for talking about quartz and sinking bowls.
I did this one for Josh because I knew Josh liked Toph. So my question is, how does the introduction of Toph impact the dynamics of the group? And what does her character bring to the story? So we talked about this a little bit, but this is my permission to you to just gush on Toph. My favorite is her wittiness and the comic relief with Sokka. Like, I love their bantering. It reminds me of me and you, Josh, how we banter.
Yeah, that's fair. What I love about Toph too, she's so smart. She's not just like, oh, I'm a strong character. Oh, you know, because a lot of times your strong characters are stupid. But she is so smart. And I just, what she adds really for me is, until Toph is on the scene, it's, I watch the show because of Aang and because of Zuko, and I put up with Katara and Sokka. Just being honest. Then Toph shows up, and all of a sudden I start liking all the other characters better too. Because Sokka is like being oblivious. Toph calls him out on it, and all of a sudden it's funny. When someone calls him out for it, I'm like, now I enjoy this. This is funny now. And even Katara, like, she still kind of have that leader vibe stuff, but Toph won't let anybody boss her around. Toph's going to say it as it is. She's going to lay it out there. She's smart. She's strong. She leads things. She's the whole reason in Korra we have an entire metal bender police force. She is incredible. That's my bit.
You're right. She did invent metal bending. So,
yeah. When they wrote Proverbs 31, there was going to be an amendum that said she was an earthbender.
Oh, yes. Toph is the ideal Proverbs 31.
I don't really see her laughing and being glows in grace, but okay.
Oh, you just haven't seen her in her older years yet.
Uh-huh. She was a laughing man.
Oh, well, you know.
Oh my God.
Kino, you're not supposed to call me out.
Oh my gosh.
Since we're in the after hours, who did Toph end up with? Was it
two unnamed guys from the Earth Kingdom, I think.
Yeah.
Two
I am aware of. They're not named in Korra. Mm-mm. I don't think.
No, they're not.
But because they're different what are their names? Police chief and free spirit. Don't they have different fathers?
I think
that's said in the show.
No, I think they have the same dad. I think they have the same dad.
Do they? I must be thinking of something else then.
I think they have the same dad.
I haven't finished Korra yet.
I wondered if her and Sokka would end up together, like, you know, that God, line of no. like hate, how hate turns into love type deal.
No, and,
like,
he really was a spooky man through and through.
No. Yeah, he was stuck on.
First, he was stuck on the moon, but went on to.
She died, though. Okay.
Also,
she did not die. She became the moon.
She gave up. She gave up the ghost. Okay.
That's rough, buddy.
So Ty Lee.
Wait, I want to talk about Toph and her impact.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
That was the question. Okay.
We got same.
Thank you. Because you know, Josh.
I have a question specifically for Christian after then.
Anyway. Okay. Anyway. Oh so no the other thing about Toph is that she provided what that whole group needed, which was grounding. Like, not trying to be funny, but she kept them centered and in a position where every time they tried to go off, she was the one that could bring them back, and she was the one that was the counterbalance to everything that was going on. Like, it was only after she was added to that group that everything seems to work out in their favor for them.
Yeah, which also, it's really weird because usually I think when shows just randomly add characters later on, you're like, oh, this guy, I liked them how they were. You know, like, it's always a little bit irritating when they just randomly add people. I don't think anyone feels that way about Toph.
No, it seemed like they put a lot of thought into character development and backstories. Because we can see that even if we didn't know all of her story, we knew enough to feel like, okay, she's somebody that you ain't gonna mess with, even though she's blind.
For sure.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. What I especially like about her is how she plays off of our main cast, and even with our antagonist as well, is that she takes nobody's, you know, crap. She's just like, okay, this is who I am. I'm not changing, even though she does change along the way, bit by bit. Like, but Aang, like, you got to quit being so cheery all the time. You got to be focused. You got to learn how to earthbend. I will drown you in the dirt until you learn how to do it correctly. No, sorry, what was that? Sokka.
Tough love.
And he's, yeah. But that's what Aang needed, to learn how to earthbend effectively. Like, put someone in danger. He's got to do that. And Toph can provide that without being a massive jerk about it. She's still a jerk, but not like a total complete, you hate her at the end of it. You understand her motivation. Her and Katara, they could not be different. More different if they tried. But yet at the end of their interactions with each other, their gripes with one another, they still learn to work together. And her and Sokka, like, I mean, they're a buddy cop comedy on their own. All the hijinks they get into, all the, yeah. And then we mentioned it earlier in the episode, but like her witticism, her sarcastic nature, like you can bring a sarcastic person on your show that's actually good at sarcasm. They're not just a downer all the time. Love them. They're mine. I will protect them with everything I have in me. Not that she needs it. Like, she would kick me, you know, to the curb, and I would not be an issue for the rest of my life, which wouldn't last that long.
So surprised that the guy with the Spider-Man avatar likes sarcasm.
I know, right? Like, that, I hate that part of him. You know, I just can't stand it when characters make jokes in the middle of battles. It's so awful. I've never done that in my life.
Elizabeth, are you going to answer this too?
I already did at the beginning.
She did, briefly.
Yeah. Oh, she, well, that was like, she did it in like a Pang way. Answer.
And she said what she had to say in a tough way.
I did. I said what I needed to say.
And we have to expose it.
So, Christian, my question that you might have an answer to is Ty Lee's story the same as Dick Grayson's in the DC comic universe?
As like, in being born in the group of acrobats?
Yeah, the acrobat thing, the falling away, her family's like peril, all of that stuff. Like, is it like the same motivations? She just, instead of finding Batman, found Azula?
I mean, you could argue that. Oh, doesn't she have sisters, though?
Yeah, she has.
Like, she? Yeah, that's true. She does still have sisters.
Yeah, she doesn't. She hasn't lost all her family, but you could argue there are some parallels. Slightly there less for tragic. Dick Grayson. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I was just thinking about that earlier. Like, you know, those are weirdly similar.
She is a non-bender as well, learning how to fight bending with her key blocking techniques.
Also incredible. She is also an incredible character outside of high school Josh's crush. She was cool. Her and May was cool too. I thought all three of the bad guy girls introduced were really cool.
Yes. And
teaser for season 3, me and my brother's favorite all-time episode, even though season 2 is my favorite season, the volleyball episode.
The volleyball?
That's it. I'm just going to leave it hanging. The volleyball episode. There's a scene where the three girls, they're trying to just have a normal vacation, and they just destroy someone in volleyball. The net's on fire, and Azula just goes, "You will never rise from the ashes of your shame and humiliation." And me and my brother, anytime one of us wins a competition, a game or something, we look at the other one and go, "You will never rise from the ashes of your shame and humiliation." It's just so,
oh my gosh,
so funny.
Oh, gosh. Oh,
I love them.
Awesome. Well, I hope you guys like that. I mean, if you have time, I guess, go ahead and listen to season 3 when it comes out. If you haven't listened to our season 1 of Avatar, I mean, maybe do it, maybe not. I don't know. Live your life, right? Like, because who knows? It wasn't that like over an hour long.
Yeah, but I mean, this one wasn't over an hour long.
Almost. Well, if they stay for the after hours, like there's not good.
That's
job
on them.
You got, hey, these are our Patreons. Yeah, okay, so we thank you
for sticking out for
show listening. Some freaking respect.
You know what? I say you're welcome. They say thank you, but
whatever.
What can I say except you're welcome?
Oh, okay, and I'm literally ending this abruptly now to save you guys from Josh's craziness. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
This was an Anna's Isle Ministries podcast. If you enjoyed this show and would like to learn more about our network, be sure to check out the Anna's Isle Ministries podcast network.